D&D. That's definitely what happens during this session. And all the players have characters again, which is important. So, get ready to enjoy some Barry, the most annoying character we have, played by the most annoying player we have. Let's roll.
What do you want us to call you?
You can call me Barry!
Barry?
Barry!
Barry.
Barry!
Barry.
Barry!
What's he saying?
Barry Bush!
Barry the Bush!
You don't want to know
Barry the Bush!
Did you give yourself the name Barry?
Yes!
Oh.
Tell him why. Tell him why.
To bury my cock in her.
What do you mean?
No, it sounds like Barry.
This is exactly a sexual harassment we're talking about.
Barry.
That's your middle name.
Because you have Barry.
I want it to be ambiguous. I don't think I ever want anybody to be certain if it's Barry or Barry.
Just well, that's fair.
I'm calling you like a different name each time.
But you're like your twigs are all broken and you got.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucked up.
You're pretty messed up.
I need somebody to eat my berries.
Wait, why? It doesn't make you better.
It doesn't make it. Well, okay, so let's.
Does he need healing?
So he needs.
Need healing, Pia says?
He can you can heal him just like you would a regular person.
I can heal myself.
But he needs you to eat his berries. He needs you to eat his berries so that he can be stronger in the morning.
Yeah, but what happens to us if we eat his berries?
It'll be good for you. It's okay.
I think Ryan's getting persuaded.
That's fine.
I'll allow you to try it.
I'm gonna I'll roll persuasion.
What do I roll against that?
That's fucked.
That would be
insight.
Hold on, let me look.
8.
Persuasion versus. Persuasion versus persuade.
I'm already at +6.
Ooh, what'd you get? 8. That's not going to be good.
Yeah, 15.
Okay. Oh, I kind of feel bad for him.
It's fine.
Val, I think you should try one of his berries.
I don't think I want to.
I'm going to try to persuade.
Oh, okay.
It'd be pretty cool if you did.
Net 20 plus 6.
Oh, my God. I think you're going to eat his berries.
I think I'm eating berries. They are delicious.
They're not.
This is the kind of sexual harassment we were just talking to Barry about.
They're not.
I didn't even do that one.
And since you have full hit points, you feel like you feel a little bit better, but not. You're not sure why.
Dude, what is in your berries? Because I don't feel right.
They're real good for you.
I don't think they are.
They don't taste good, that's for sure.
They don't taste good, I don't feel good.
You
what
know,
the
you
fuck
feel,
is going on?
You feel better.
Shut up and just swallow it!
Oh.
Shut up and just swallow it!
If I had a nickel.
I think you live with your dad?
Dun, dun,
I had to borrow the carriage a lot.
Oh, that's right. Your brother has it.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. If you end up with my berries, it's fine. I'll just go to bed.
We're still walking, baby.
I mean, it's morning
Let's
time.
Walk.
You're like limping along.
I'm in so much pain.
Why are you in pain?
Because you beat him up.
Yeah, but it's been several days.
It's not like he heals immediately.
Branches are all broken and shit.
So what are you? What are you at? I can help you out, Barry.
Need you a couple berries?
No, I can heal you.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Let's say I'm at.
When you heal him,
6.
Can you make his berries taste better?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. As a cleric, I don't know how I would make that work.
Prestidigitation.
What?
Prestidigitation.
Prestidigitation.
I don't know how to say it either.
It's prestidigitation.
Oh, you fucking nerd.
All right.
Nerd alert.
I have 6 right now. I have a total of max of 28. That should be 29.
Spider says I'll just and he touches you to the top of your head and gives you 20 points.
Wow.
I kind of like
what
lean.
Head? He's a bush.
I just the head part.
I
is this your head part?
I'm trying to get
that's
your hand
penis.
To grab the berry.
Yeah, that's it. That's what
Smiter takes a berry and smushes it.
Oh, no.
That counts as one berry that you're... So you're not going to get your hit points back tomorrow.
That was a very nice thing to do.
You tried to force it on me.
Don't force your berries on me.
I guess that's fair.
They technically won't work for you because you can't eat.
No, they can eat.
Oh, they can?
Yeah.
Well,
they just don't have to.
They would work for you.
Yeah, yeah. Because they can take
hand wash. I have a dishwasher.
Just the big things.
That's what she said.
So, okay, so now you have a full party again.
Yay!
And you're heading to...
I barely remember Marky Mark and Barbara Arian.
Poor Barbara Arian. She just was trying to get back to her kids.
Pretty sure she was a Nazi, though.
Well, she did hate her kids.
Her last name was Arian.
True. No, her last name was Barbara Arian.
How dare you judge me?
It was Barbara Barbara Arian.
Barbarian.
Barbara Barbara Arian.
Barbara Barbara Arian.
May she rest in peace.
We didn't bury them. I guess we would have.
You didn't bury us because that dude raped our bodies for everything.
Did you rape their bodies?
No, I only fisted their butts.
Okay.
Trying to go through
the prison person. So, well, I mean, Barbara Arian was not a good person. Like, she was...
Listen.
She wasn't great.
Didn't she neglect her children?
Yes.
But don't we all. Don't judge.
She abandoned her children because they were annoying.
I mean, you all want to do that.
I
don't need to fucking pretend.
It's fair.
I convict, but I get it.
I saw it in your face today.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Your mouth was all on my face.
What?
What? What was on your face?
Some
you have a man semen on your face?
No. That's weird.
Why would I show
it? I just had a Krispy Kreme. Shut up.
Yeah.
All right, so roll.
Let's go. We gotta tell this dwarf thing what happened. Yep. She's gonna get some cash.
Cool.
Okay.
How do you carry things?
You get.
I got pockets.
You got pouches.
You
do have pouches. You can carry.
I got some pouches and a bell. So
you can carry as much as a halfling can carry.
Quarter staff.
Oh my god, where do you keep the quarterstaff?
He's holding like
you're
the
not very tall,
this,
yeah.
The bush is this tall, the quarterstaff.
Why did you pick a fucking quarterstaff? That's the weirdest guy.
Remember when you tried to hide the giant pole?
The giant gallant blade?
Yeah.
I see it. It's right there. It's right behind your back.
You didn't realize it was like 8 feet tall.
He has a small proportional quarterstaff.
Okay.
It's like a cave. Like
this was a friend of mine.
This was a gift.
How big is the bush?
He is the size of a halfling.
So like
three feet tall.
Yeah.
I like to think it's one of those like dwarf whatever like people have in their front lawn.
Like a topiary?
Whatever, those like perfectly triangular.
Pius is like trying to look in it a little bit. He's like, do you have one of those like hearts?
Hearts?
Like hearts, levers.
No.
Yeah.
I bet you should probably look a little deeper.
This is what we're talking about.
You're weird. Fucking weird, dude.
Here's the cane. Go deeper.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I missed Marky Mark.
Oh my god. So, all right. So you get to Bryn Shandar unmolested.
Molestation.
I mean, as much.
Unmolested.
The first time in Val's life.
Doesn't sound right.
So, I guess you're going to see Hillen. She is currently at, let me tell you what, in Bryn Shandar. She is the Foaming Mugs Inn.
The Red Horn Inn?
Yeah, Red Horn. No, it's not a Red Horn Inn. I hate those fucking things.
Red Horn Inn.
I'm sorry, no. She's at the...
buy one of the Red Horns.
She's at the North Look.
Okay.
It's the North Look Inn.
So they'll give you the Red Horns. You can buy the flat tankards.
He's like...
That's the thing.
Did you say Red Horn? I hate that fucking inn.
I didn't say anything, bro!
Who's saying this?
Did that bush just
a lot of people?
Did that bush just fucking talk?
It's a long story, but yes.
You want Barry?
We'd like to sell magical
no.
bushes. Would you like to buy him? It's
Can I take all your berries and I'll make a pie?
Yes. You gotta eat them though.
No, it doesn't.
You gotta eat them today.
Well, there's one missing.
There's one missing.
It doesn't even fucking matter.
It doesn't matter.
Fucking take my berries. Fucking just take it.
No cursing.
Oh God, just take the berries.
No cursing. You hit him.
Bad bush.
Ow.
You walk by. The bush walks by old Bitey, and old Bitey tries to get him. Yeah, it's just old Bitey.
Is that a homeless person?
No, it's a fish that it's a magical fish.
The one
hanging talking
on the
fish.
Wall.
Yeah,
pies. Pies.
Pushing the bottom.
Beats
yeah.
it.
No, he sings it. He likes it.
Oh, he does sing. That's right. I forgot.
What's the song again?
There's a place I like to go, farther up the river's flow. Where it is, I do not know, must be under all that snow.
So beautiful.
There's a place I like to go,
oh, God.
Farther up the river's flow. Where it is, I do not know, must be under all that snow.
Anyway! Are we getting rooms?
No, we're going to find...
I just want to sleep.
I'm so
you
tired.
Beat the shit out of me. It's so much pain.
When did
you
do that?
It was a few days
when
ago.
When we met him outside.
I don't know how you guys are in such good shape.
Remember because he was being such a fucking creep that he just started
yeah.
beating the shit out of him.
He did. It was bad.
Didn't we like kick him into the woods or something?
Yes.
Oh, we threatened to kill him if we ever saw him again.
We did.
Real nice.
You need me!
We'll see.
Okay.
I have a feeling if you went away, another wizard would be here.
Maybe.
That should be the whole thing. It's like every session there's a new wizard.
New gnome wizard.
It's a
just keep dying.
It's the cloud giant wizard.
Still gets one shot.
What the fuck?
Buy a
kill
book.
That giant!
Buy a
book. Come on!
I'm a good one.
Can't visit any towns. You know the rules. You gotta stay in the woods.
Get to go like random monsters.
So you're as you're getting ready to talk to Helm, you hear these two town folk talking, and he's like, yeah, they say that Frostmaiden lives on a misty isle hidden among the bergs and the sea of moving ice. There's a nightly strange whale with a boat on its back. This is what I've heard. That swim. He's talking to someone else, not you.
Like the sea mammal?
Shut up. That swims in those frigid waters. I bet it knows where the island is. You can catch a whale at Angajuk's.
You want me to read that for you?
You can catch a whale at Angajuk's Bell, an old anchorage, but you must ring the bell hanging from the pier to call it. I don't know if I believe that, but it's apparently it's that's a wizard.
I walk up to the table, grab the table.
Yeah.
I say, gentlemen.
Are you drow?
Huh?
Are you a drow?
He's all wrapped up. He can't tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
All you see are just like eyes kind of gleaming from under the couch.
That's not.
I go. I go, gentlemen. I have a rare and precious treat for you. For one silver each, I will show you a magical bush that can talk.
Are you a druid?
Yeah, out of nowhere.
No, I'm not a druid. No, stay there.
From behind him, I go,
then,
I'm right here!
Tell you, man, one silver piece each and he'll say your names.
I don't care.
What?
It's not. I mean, that's weird.
It is weird.
It's freaking me out. Not weird in a good way.
All right, one silver and I'll make him go away.
Yeah.
I'll leave right now.
You can roll persuasion.
I
want to
make it a whole shtick, like everywhere we go, I'm just selling.
Roll persuasion.
Shit, 8.
Yeah, they're like, how about you all just go away?
Pia says, what's this whale?
Oh.
He's talking about his mom.
You're real funny. whatever your fucking name is, Mr. Wrapped Up All Crazy, hiding shit. Mm. Anyway, Angajuk's bell is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Angajuk is the whale. He's got a big bone on his back.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a whale.
Have you guys seen this whale?
No. It's a story.
Oh.
But
how'd he get the boat on his back?
I don't know. Magic.
Does it stay on his back even when he goes under the water?
Yeah, apparently when he goes under the water, a big bubble goes over the boat, and you can actually breathe underwater.
Oh.
Do they sell tickets to ride him?
No.
And then he takes you to this island where you get murdered by the Frost Maiden?
No. It's not what the thing is.
I thought it took you to the Misty Isle. You said
it takes you to the Misty Isle, but it's not. It doesn't try to get you murdered. This is a beast of kindness.
Are you selling tickets to this? What is happening?
There's no tickets.
We just heard him talking. I'm curious.
It sounds like Loch Ness.
It's a tail.
Is there a boat on its back?
I thought it was a whale.
Where is
it? It's a tail.
Where is it supposed to be? It's all the way up north.
It's in the sea, the moving sea.
Oh, the moving sea.
Or the moving ice, whatever. Frozen.
<It's important.
laughs> That's very.
It is in.
I'm going to two very different places.
Sea of moving ice. I was close.
Oh my god.
The moving sea of ice. Sea of moving ice. Whatever. It's pretty far from here. You're gonna have to go all the way up past Bremen. And
now it just sounds like you want me to go away.
All the way. No. What? No. It's pretty far. But there's lots of weird shit up there.
It's like a talking bush.
I mean, that's pretty fucking weird.
maybe we should have named Barry Queef.
Talking bush.
I get it.
Barry.
That could be his nickname.
It's not too late to change the name.
I mean, I don't think Pius and Smiter would know what a queef is.
No.
So.
No.
Ray would, though.
Yeah.
Would you?
Queef is universal.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, they're robots. They don't really have
Warforged. Vaginas.
Sorry, Warforged. Yeah. What? They don't have vaginas. They don't have penis parts or genitalia.
I don't have a dick. The lack of dick does not imply lack of masculinity.
All right, buddy.
Don't relax. Yeah, you're gonna have to go. Have to go pretty far to get to the They call it Angajuk's Bell.
Yeah, you said that several times.
I'm just, you were asking.
It's north?
It's very far north, near the Sea of Moving Ice.
All right,
the boat?
Thank you. What's your name?
Fuck.
I'm Pius.
My name's Tamalin.
Tamalin?
Tamalin!
Is that a boy's name?
It's very feminine.
It's a family name. Here's my friend, Freed.
Freed Tamalin?
No, I'm Tamalin. He's Freed. God damn it. Get out of here.
Oh,
I'm just trying to drink my drink. You got this fucking weird bush over here scaring me. You got this guy with the all wrapped up. Get out of here. We're just having a beer.
In her young 20s with us.
Yeah.
She's a half-orc. She bite our dicks off. I'm not trying to be racist. It's just you're scary. You're very scary. You're big
that
and strong.
Racist,
what are you?
What do I look like?
A bitch.
That's accurate.
That's what he looks like, bitch.
I'm just trying to not starve. That's who I am.
Yeah,
you
I have
fuckers.
Some berries
Listen,
for you.
I work 14 hours. I work 14 hours a day in a mine just to grab
the river.
I walk over to him and I just push out one of my branches with a berry on it.
Like, I'll eat one of your fucking berries, man. It tastes like shit.
How do you feel?
Although I feel better.
Yeah, you feel a lot better.
Yeah, a little bit better.
Yeah.
And
I just caress the side of his face.
Ah! You made it weird.
He makes everything weird.
We're going to have to institute a point system.
we're not going to deal with this. Look, you can't stroke people's faces after you give them a berry.
So I said thank you.
This is what the berries look like.
Where did you get
them? This boy gave it to me.
It's Phenom.
Oh, that's good.
The
hold on to that. That way, if you need inspiration.
Oh, that would be so funny if the berries were also awakened and they're like,
no, don't eat me! Jesus Christ! I feel you chewing!
Dude, that's a new level of horror.
You'll be okay!
You're like,
it's okay, ignore them. They don't really feel it.
But they're real quiet because they're berries. It's like the from The Fly.
Shut up!
It's hard enough. It's gonna be hard enough to get people to eat his berries. I don't need to make them
slap the berries on their trees.
Lucid,
shut the fuck up! Just take it. Eat me.
They're part of me. It's fine.
I'm giving you permission. Don't listen to them.
It's like abortion, but for bushes. My berries, my body.
You grew on me. You're mine.
Tell me how I could spend my body.
My body efforts.
My body. All right, so what...
Does Helen hear us arguing with this random guy?
Helen is like pretending she doesn't even know you now. Like, your guys... Because she didn't... She only recognizes you two and you. She doesn't know who these two are. And the fact that there's a berry bush that's going,
eat my berries!
Bush and berries.
We sit here in the corner. We're like, Helen! Helen! We have news.
Yep.
What news have you?
We've gone on a long adventure.
Okay.
We have two new friends now.
Hi! You want a berry?
Well, he's on probation.
No, thanks.
Yeah. And we have a young...
Helen's like, what happened to the other two?
They did not fare well. In fact, we're pretty sure that the little wizard guy was killed by the Torga group.
Yeah.
Yeah, by...
But we can't prove it.
By
we're pretty sure he was killed, but it could also have been a lot of squirrel blood.
And what did you do in your
corpse? One of those.
Wait, I thought we did end up finding that barrel.
How many fucking squirrels did they kill? What do you mean a lot of squirrels?
It was a squirrel genocide.
We couldn't prove anything.
Oh my god.
Who did find the bat? Who found. Was it Marky Mark?
Yeah, I think so.
That
yeah.
found the.
Yeah, remember we found him when we were in the.
Well, he
caravan.
Saw it and then he tried to bring you back, but it was gone.
He found the. You guys saw the barrel.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
yeah so we did find him. Yeah,
yeah
so
you did find
him. We did find him eventually.
Yeah. So, that's...
And then they were in a town, and the mayor, leader, was all stupid and wouldn't let us kill
that's
them.
Too bad.
I mean,
she's whatever,
bad.
Whatever.
And, anyway, some more people died, but we killed them all. Most of them.
What did you do to their corpses?
Ravage them.
Oh. Well, I don't want to know about any of that.
But we killed the guy with the sword, the cold sword. What's his name?
You got the Sefik?
Yeah, he's dead.
Sefik is dead. And you proved that he was the murderer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They
100%.
Wow.
And Torga's dead, too.
Do you have any evidence that he's dead?
His sword vanished
after
we killed him.
Actually, I think he vanished, too. Right?
He didn't vanish.
Oh, he didn't vanish?
No.
Oh.
I have his head.
What, was he a demon?
No.
Oh.
He was undead.
Oh.
But he...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't carry his head around or anything. Why would we do that?
I mean, I'm sure I'll hear about it, and when I hear about it, I will pay you what you're due.
Maybe when you hear
you
hearing about it now.
Liars?
I'm not saying you're liars. I'm just saying I don't have any proof.
How are you supposed to hear about it?
I mean, there's that. If I don't hear about that about Torga's going around to different towns anymore, then
oh look, here comes a messenger.
I mean, I'm sure... Look.
It's just a bush with a hat on.
Hi! I'm your messenger.
I'll tell you what. How about you guys stay the night, and I will send... Because it's not that far. I will send send word to... where did you come from?
Tentown.
You what was your talent?
In 10 towns.
I know. That's why I asked
it. It's Tourmaline.
Tourmaline.
So Tourmaline, I will say a word to Tourmaline and see if what you're saying is accurate, and then you'll get paid in the morning.
All right. That sounds good.
For now, since I do trust you, sit.
Not enough to pay.
Have some libations and some food. And enjoy the rest of the day.
You think it's a trap?
No, we know.
Think it's a trap.
I think it's a trap.
You're very suspicious.
Now relax.
I miss chilling touch. I love that character. All right, so she goes, I mean, I will comp you for anything that you drink or eat. I don't know. Do you drink or eat?
I just need sunlight.
Well, it's tough. It's going to be tough in here.
So it's fine. We just came in from outside.
Okay. He's very high-pitched.
I'll be all right.
All right. No,
I don't know how he talks.
Yeah, I don't see how he's talking either. It's really weird. I mean, he shakes a little bit when he talks.
You look tired. You should have a berry.
No, thanks.
It'll make you feel better.
I'm fine.
I promise.
I don't want a berry.
They're pretty good.
Are they?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, me too.
I'd like to persuade that it's very, very good.
She'll take one. She does. She's not that worried about it.
Oh, okay. Good.
So she eats it, and she's like, it doesn't taste very good, but...
Don't you feel better?
I do feel a little bit energized.
Right.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I'll be here all day.
I'm not going to take any more.
You should.
I felt
you're
uncomfortable.
Here for
I felt... see,
I
this
five
is,
more today.
Yeah, I know, but this is why you're uncomfortable. You're making me uncomfortable. Please stop.
Okay.
It does that.
I'm going to go sit outside.
It just goes over, opens the front. You just see it walk out with the other trees and just...
He's just a bush now.
It's
like...
just a bush. He finds a nice sunny spot.
I mean, you wouldn't have to sleep or anything. No. You're a bush.
That's how he just chills
just
outside.
Relaxes.
Yeah.
Like at night, it sucks, but...
It's a nice breeze. It's fine.
So, So he's out sitting in the sun, and you guys have, you know, the run of the bar. And as you're sitting at the bar, three dragons. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, let's get going.
Barry will be gone.
we're going to go.
Vulnerability? Fire.
Aren't you guys adventurers? Yeah, not that kind.
Not that adventurous.
Wasn't there a bush here? There's just a yellow street.
Yeah, just yellow dripping
Sorry.
I'm sapping everywhere!
Oh. Don't sap.
I'm sapping!
If you talk, kids are going to burn you.
That's true.
See here,
first time.
As you're going,
Pius comes out and pours some water on your head.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. So as you're
not where it goes, but
as
I
you're
walking,
don't where does it go?
It was very nice. No, my feet.
Oh, sorry, did I get your pouches wet?
It's fine.
So yeah, as you're walking around, you hear. Did you hear about that magical fish hook? Like this isn't. They're not talking to you. Just
what'd you say?
I said magical fish hook.
What's that?
It's a
zero. Everyone has zero skill.
It's a magical fish hook.
The party of autistics.
Yes.
You like trains?
What's that? Get out of the way. Let me line up your beer.
Party of
autism. It's got to be in a triangle. All right, so...
Triangles have three sides.
No, apparently this guy, Navarra Morskull, he was a fisherman. He owned an enchanted fish hook that could catch magical fish. And while he and her friends were out in the ice one day, a pair of gnolls attacked them. Gnolls. Mm. Gnolls are the worst.
Yeah.
I fucking hate gnolls. Hate them.
I'm not there.
I hate him.
Okay. He runs out to the nearest bush.
He runs out to the bush. I hate him.
It's the wrong bush. I'm like, over here!
No, he's Knowles just get my goat, man. Anyway.
Yeah, they're not nice.
They're not. They're not. They're awful. They killed him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they killed him. And stole the fishing pole and the hook.
Oh, my God.
And I think they're like, using it to fish for the magical fish. Which?
What's the magical fish supposed to do?
I don't know.
Magical. I don't know.
Does it talk like the bush?
I don't know. What bush? Oh, that bush that was in here earlier?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Does it talk like that fish on the wall?
Maybe. I mean, that's kind of a magical fish. I don't know why it talks. No one knows why it talks.
Why do you talk?
I'm a human.
Why do you talk?
Why do you talk?
I want to get to a deep philosophical discussion with this bar person.
I would prefer not to have some type of metaphysical argument with someone that looks like you.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Not as a racist thing, just as a, I'm uncomfortable.
Because he's mainly metal?
Yeah, there's people in this bar say not as a racist a lot.
I know. Yeah. It's a lot like the DM. they call it, if you're looking to find out about this fish hook.
yeah, you really grab
you're so skeptical.
There's the thing, it's called the Cackling Chasm. There's gnolls all up in there.
How far away is that?
God damn you straight to hell. It is,
people in this bar have been drinking for a long time.
They are very drunk, as is some other people in this room.
As are we all. Let's go.
So, they're,
he pulls out a map? Jesus, fuck.
I'll tell you where they are. Let me get my glasses.
You have glasses up here?
What?
You have an eye doctor?
Shut up.
Optometrist?
Ophthalmologist. He went to 4 to 8 years. Yeah.
There's a Pearl Vision next to him.
I gave your mom Pearl Vision.
Oh, my God. I know what that means.
I need no fancy mom doctor.
How about America's Best?
Yeah, it's kind of... So you're going to want to... If you want to find the Cackling Chasm, it's further down. It's like about it's a southeast from here. It's actually where the ice kind of stops and you start to see some trees and some mountains instead of just like snow. Like
we'll hear cackling from
like
it.
Up fucking here, it's nothing but snow all the time. Just gotta go out and hunt rabbits and reindeer and bullshit. Fucking hate it here.
You can leave, you know.
How?
You got legs. Well,
I got family.
Do you?
Please. No.
You're at the bar pretty early in the afternoon.
That's because I got family. You'd be here too if you knew my family.
Lord,
you ever
I
see
get
my
it.
Wife?
No,
yeah.
No, ma'am.
You don't wanna.
Yikes.
I'm not a man. Helen's over there going.
You call everyone man.
Helen's over there going. Hey guys.
Yeah.
Come here. Mm-hmm. Maybe not be so conspicuous. Just be. And the only reason I'm saying that is because people around here are a little bit on edge, and you know, with the rhyme and the
racism.
Not the racism.
Like
they love the racism. it's like a fire in their heart.
We have our racism.
We might not have much, but we have our racism. Remember that. And
blood and stone.
They're also on egg.
Let's go to another town.
They're also on egg because in about 20 days they're going to have to pick another victim.
Mm.
Which, you know, I'm against.
Can you even sustain a population with this kind of...
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of people.
It's like once a month.
People is one of the few things that we have in abundance, unfortunately.
Human sacrifice.
Yeah. Where are you from? Terminalin?
Yes.
They don't do that there.
No.
They don't have a lot of people, though. I mean, if you had more people, you'd probably do it.
They have even less now.
I disagree, respectfully.
That's fair.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's up to look. I don't agree with it either. I'm just saying that people are on edge, and when you have a bunch of strange weirdos coming in with a talking bush and metal men,
don't talk about my bush.
No, not you, not your bush.
I mean, I did hear something, but I'm not going to say anything. But
you and I both know I don't have my wish.
It's the blue. Yeah. That is true.
How do you know, sir?
I'm not talking about it.
Oh, wait, I know.
Oh, that. Anyway, so he goes, I mean, she goes, it's just, you guys are a motley crew. Like, just put together. Don't, no.
I call Trevor.
Don't fucking do it. I know what you're going to stop.
That's
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, thank you.
I was going to say, hey, now you're an all-star.
That's that hurts my brain. It's just that, like I said, people are on edge. If you want to hear
Stairway
about...
Stairway to Heaven.
You're outside. Is this you singing outside?
What? I love Molly Crew.
It's Led Zeppelin.
All right, let me see if I can get a reference.
Oh my God,
right.
You know.
Isn't Motley Crue, isn't the drummer the one that made the porn video with Pam Anderson?
Yes, Tommy Lee. Yes, Tommy there Lee. You go.
That's right.
Tommy Lee, he had a big penis.
Big
gigantic penis.
Really? Him.
10 inches.
Did you Google that?
He skinned the boat with it.
10 inches is
her.
It's big.
Him.
I'm 10 inches. I just measured from my asshole.
I measure from the small of my back.
You meant you can take 10 inches.
I can't.
Measured from my asshole.
It's dilation.
That's centimeters.
10 centimeters. Sorry. My bad. That's what I meant.
No, you're inches. You're
10
right.
10 inches of
dilation
would be wrong.
Jesus Christ.
It's
I'm dying.
At the bottom of his stomach?
Sorry, he put the whole gerbil wheel in there.
It's his whole hamster cage.
Oh God, it's glass!
It's shattering.
We can just see in.
It's a giant fishbowl in there.
Just see the hamster screaming as it descends into darkness.
His little paws on the bars.
Ada slowly closing back.
So yeah.
Talk about your asshole.
Be careful, guys. Watch your buttholes.
All right.
I mean, we're just talking to people in the bar.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is be a little bit less conspicuous. Do you know what conspicuous means? Mm. I don't think you do.
You're just there.
It means be a little more secretive. I still don't think you understand.
I'll keep an eye on him.
Where did you fucking come from?
I came back in.
Did you? Oh, you got enough
he
sun.
He perched in the window.
It's dark now, so there's no reason.
He's screaming through the window.
Oh, I got a boxes, baby!
I take out one of those water saucers that you put under pots, and I put it on the windowsill, and I jump in it.
I don't want to stain anything!
So, one of the good things about being a bush
yeah.
is
a lot of good things about being a bush.
You don't have to sleep.
Yeah.
So, you can kind of...
You can hang out with us.
They don't sleep either.
I'm gonna sleep. just found out I can sleep.
You can't sleep. No, I promise
you. I sleep outside.
They're just staring at you with their glowing eyes all night.
Even you feel uncomfortable.
You guys want a berry?
No, thank you.
They just keep staring.
Helen says, "There's, you know, there. If you want to look around town, there's a few places you could buy weapons or." You know, spend whatever money you might have or
that one,
gear up.
That one blacksmith is not good.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate.
That's where I got my first longsword.
Right, he makes it out of that shitty steel, right? Or whatever.
Yeah, black iron blades, I wouldn't go there.
That's what it is,
yeah. I mean, you can, like, for common stuff, like if you're getting caltrops or, you know, pittons or something like that, that's... It's a fine place to go, but if you're going for quality weapons, I don't think that's your place.
See Rain get very
angry. Yeah, get very angry.
Why is he so angry?
He got his shitty sword from there.
Well, no, I have a pack of a weapon now.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Or a pack of a blade. So I have
so
a magical sword now. But.
Yeah. It's not based on that shitty sword, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, God.
It's just a magical shitty sword. The magic's brown.
Yeah.
Ew.
I've never seen that.
Can I?
I gotta bleach it.
You can put it away now. I don't like the smell.
Even the magic rusted.
It's not a good blacksmith. Like the metal.
Just talking shit on this other guy.
The metal is
no one's
weak.
Asking you.
The steel is not. It's not well tempered.
It's not Valerian.
It's not Valerian at all. It's not even. It's not even. You know,
Damascus
or even Damascus.
You don't like Damascus in real life.
Who,
right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not real Damascus. And it's actually weaker than regular forged steel.
Yeah, because they had to fold it because it had impurities in it.
Yep. That's why they... And there's this bullshit... Oh, my God. Why did you get me started on
Let's
steel?
Do it.
So
yeah.
There's this bullshit about Damascus steel that it generated carbon nanofibers that kept the steel strong. There's no proof of that. No one found carbon nanofibers in fucking Damascus steel. First off, and so yes, they're like, we can't reproduce Damascus steel. Yes, they fucking can. They just fold metal hundreds and hundreds of times, and it does have a semblance of strength when the steel is weak. But we have, like, fucking K-bar steel now, which is way stronger than anything they could have made with Damascus steel. So there's no... Damascus steel is not stronger than any steel that exists today, especially if you're looking for, flexibility and rigidity.
Yeah. Should have used that in the World Trade Center.
I don't think jet fuel can melt Damascus steel.
It can, that's why I should have used it.
First off, it didn't melt. It just got weak.
Yeah.
You know, there was no Japanese in the World Trade Center.
Stop it!
What?
That's not true!
Is that Japanese?
It cleared up.
I know what you meant.
I don't know.
Please don't tell them.
I do.
Anyway, it's just not good steel. I mean, there you can get better steel at a lot of different places. In fact, there is a there's a smithy that is in.
I thought you were still going on in real life talk about.
No.
I'm just a bush and I don't have anything, so I'm gonna hang out in the snow.
So you need to be cold. Well, tomorrow will be cold.
Cool.
I mean, I don't know if you guys should get some because you weren't part of the whole quest.
Wow.
I feel a very strong connection with Marky Mark. And I should get his portion of gold.
What's a bush you need for?
I need a new staff.
New staff.
New branch.
And I would like whatever you ravage from Barbarian.
Who? He already forgot her.
Oh my God. There's there's actually a very good smith in Dugan's Hole.
What?
Yeah, there is.
Dugan.
Well, it's just the name of the town, Dugan's Hole.
We were there already, right?
I don't know.
Or maybe not.
I don't think so. I mean, it's a pretty shit town, but they have a really good smith.
What's their name?
Dugan's Hole.
What's the blacksmith name? Are they just the blacksmith?
It's Wolf Smithery.
She got caught
in
that mic cord for a second. She's like,
ah. This is it!
I'm dying!
She's like, I gotta crawl underneath.
This is where I die. She plays down.
She immediately just gives in.
She's like, finally,
she's got
sweet.
I
will
fight.
I would go so far as to say the smith in Dugan's Hole, it actually makes some exquisite weapons that, you know, you wouldn't find in in normal smithy. So
definitely none of the dude down the street who makes those shitty.
Oh my god, those weapons are such shit. No offense.
You know how much those weapons go for?
It depends on what you're looking for. I mean, he's actually reasonably priced for someone that makes artisanal weapons. But
handcrafted.
You know, there's not.
Is it Damascus steel?
No, Damascus steel is a joke. All right, it's not a real thing. Hilton's not a fan of Damascus steel. Why did you get me started with Damascus? It's not funny.
In my defense, I didn't know you had such a strong hatred for it.
Well, it's like...
It's hard to stay away from your hot topics.
There's a lot of hot topics. I have a lot of hot topics. There's a lot of them. Yeah, that's true.
I was driving and a woman next to me. A woman was driving? All right, relax.
It's a fucking minefield. I'm not
gonna lie. I was driving my kids and my girls, and there was a driver doing something stupid, and I was like, probably a woman driver, and they turned, and it was. I was like, see? Yeah. And they're like, stop!
She's Asian, too!
They're like, just because it's a woman doesn't mean all women.
You mean, like, sadly.
And then there was another driver did something stupid, and it was a woman again, and they're like, come on!
God damn, stop! It's like when I was driving home from university, and I saw it. Asian woman driving a big SUV. I was like, I should just pull over. Like, give it 15 minutes, let her clear out.
Yeah, you don't want none of that.
Let her kill everyone in front of me.
I'm like, it's all yours. The trifecta.
Where's the...
It's right next to the...
It's right next to you, Poppy.
I tried to categorize.
Yeah.
No rude.
Where you going?
Get a beer.
Jesus Christ.
How many are left in there?
I don't know.
There's a bunch. Just stuff
the other
in there.
Fridge has beers.
That has beer.
Oh, another golden monkey.
He just shit.
I'm going to drink all your golden monkeys.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, a little something. Never mind.
You didn't get me anything?
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, my God. You're the worst.
Well, I didn't think you wanted anything.
The only note.
What can I get you?
You are the...
You don't say that line.
A little stop
sign. Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, the Blue Ranger.
You are the Hitler of his life. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Oh, look who showed up.
Oh, Tuna. This poor dog with the bows.
I hate the bows. You gotta do something about those bows.
What do you want me to do?
Why not have Halloween bows now?
Can't you just tell them not to put bows in?
I paid for those bows.
Why?
I don't. It's just part of it. I don't care.
Can
why do you
say,
care?
Hey, don't put
on
bows
trunk
in?
Trunk or treat tonight.
Nice.
We did a trunk or treat once and hated it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the worst.
I know.
So did they do the trunk or did they just do the trunk or treat, like going around?
They just went around.
We did the trunk once, where we were like handing out
candy.
It's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
What trunk or treat?
Trunk or treat. Like if you're doing you're going around getting candy, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like
have the trunk.
Yeah.
It is the goddamn worst.
Is it worse than normal having candy at your house?
Yes, so much worse. Because what happens is there's so many kids that come from so many different neighborhoods. And no, not like that. No,
yeah.
stop. No, I mean there's just a lot of them.
Just
a lot of
different neighborhoods, yeah. You get it right.
I fucking hate you all.
And they're all putting their heads in the same bowls.
No.
So, you use these bowls.
Yeah, hold on. You
use these ones.
Segregated
bowls.
Yeah. So look,
but if
no.
you put out two bowls, everyone gets upset.
In neighborhood.
We bought 100.
You picked from the circus peanut bowl. Not the crunch bar bowl.
The Cracker Jack bowl.
We bought.
Well,
I'm
you
not,
don't get full-size candy bars.
We bought $100. $100 of candy. $100. That's
a
lot of fucking candy.
Yeah,
that's just a bowl of just unwrapped Skittles. Like, that is just yours.
Grab a handful.
Few Skittles.
And we ran out. So then...
At Trunk or Treat?
At Trunk or Treat. Then they're like, okay, anyone that's run out of candy,
yeah.
Which we did, we actually
start
ran out.
Start sucking dicks.
Start
candy.
Just to
come here, kids.
Just get a couple of them and.
I don't have a dick.
Oh, you'll.
Yes, you do.
You do now.
You got one of those girl dicks.
I just have to close your nose and blow in your mouth real hard, and that thing will pop right out.
Pop right out. No, that's a hernia.
Oh.
All right, so 100 bucks and you ran out of
candy. We ran out.
We wrestle up the
candy. We were one of the last.
That I've run out of candy.
Well,
so far, your big problem is you ran out of candy.
Well, hold on. We were
keep
one of
going.
The last people to run out of candy. And then the town
angry.
Has all the shit candy in like these trash bags. Like,
oh
like the
God.
Fucking Smarties.
Yeah.
Yes,
the shit you love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
the necklaces.
The necklace. All that horrible shit.
Yeah. The toothbrushes.
Yeah.
The dots
just,
on the paper.
That thing where it's just mostly paper and sugar.
But you eat the paper anyway.
You do, why not?
No shame.
I don't even think
see
they make that anymore.
Dots, little girl.
Stop it. Stop it. With your female penis.
You could be one of these dots.
So we
could be one of these.
You're just
flicking
off arms, right?
It's such a strong tongue.
I don't like any of this.
He pressed right through the paper.
Hey, blink twice for yes.
So they bring around and
yeah.
They're like it's $20.
You if
know.
You run out of candy,
if you run out of candy, like they're like we'll
charged
give you.
Charged you,
yeah!
Without candy.
So more, no, because
right.
We ran out of
right.
candy. So they're
they
like,
bring you $20
here's,
worth of candy.
Here's a
candy.
Dollar worth of shit candy. It's $20, and we're like,
I'd be like, we're just out of candy, so I guess we're just not giving out candy.
No, because
the trunk, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, we did eventually close the trunk, but we felt bad, so we're like, all right,
I
would have
done the $20 of shit candy too.
We did, and then we like then we ran out of that,
of
and
course.
It's still going on, and fucking Mayor, who I fucking hate, who is the mayor?
That does sound like a fake mayor.
Right? His name is Mayor. His name
what
is
that Major.
Major.
Gosh,
Mayor.
Major.
Is the mayor of anywhere.
USA. Mayor,
don't
which
Google it.
That's
don't
please don't Google. but he came out and he's like, hey, I want to thank everyone for coming out of Chuck E. Cheese. I know what people are running out of candy. We have a lot of candy that we bought for just such an occasion. It come out as $20 for a bag. And I'm like, you motherfucker. Like I never wanted this face more than I did that night.
It's understandable.
But I don't like him at all. Like, he's the fucking worst.
Oh, I never would have guessed that.
Mayor.
So weird.
He's corrupt. He's the fucking worst.
Stills children, you said?
The Broad Street Bully podcast would like its... Would like... anyone listening right now, go...
I do not agree with this.
Wow,
statement.
We have jobs, bro. I got a mortgage.
100%. I guess this is getting cut.
You're
out.
Just upset.
No.
Diddy can't find the
yeah,
oil.
Yeah. No, you got to cut this
you
out.
Know what
oh my God.
So he works for Johnson & Johnson. He was in charge of selling Diddy. Baby.
No, here's the deal, right? The fucker. So he worked for Comcast.
Jesus.
Mayor.
Anywhere USA.
When Verizon couldn't get into my town.
Okay.
He worked for Comcast. Verizon couldn't get into my town.
Yeah.
At all. Anywhere. Right?
Sure. Yeah,
so,
this
is a little suspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, he's trying to sell the municipal authority for the sewer and stuff to American Water.
MPA.
Really?
Yeah. And he works for American Water now.
No.
Right?
Has that not a conflict of interest?
Exactly.
Isn't he the mayor?
He's
the mayor.
Or maybe because he works for them, he knows how good they are.
Nope. I don't think that's how it works.
Maybe he'll offer a discount.
He's right.
Wait, how does he have two jobs? You can't.
He doesn't work at Comcast anymore. He already got that money. Now he works at American Water.
But how can he work at American Water and be the mayor?
Because the mayor only pays like $50,000.
It's a part-time job.
Suck a dick.
Right.
Be the mayor.
But no. So he makes.
And what serve the
public? I would say, when his election comes up,
yeah.
He puts full HD commercials up.
He can't afford that.
Exactly.
On a mayor's salary.
On a mayor's salary.
What decade are we in?
I hope he doesn't have an iPhone in his pocket.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like 4K.
Look at this
on
his iPhone.
Fucking just, there's no, like.
How does it look on a QLED?
Fuck yeah. Nothing looks good on a QLED.
Everything looks good.
I love my OLED.
Sure, if you want to spend that.
It's just,
undiscernible.
What?
Difference.
Undiscernible? Did you say undiscernible?
Indiscernible difference.
Undiscernible differences. You can't decipher it. You don't know. You can't decipher it if you look at both.
Yeah. You gotta look at the vast deference.
You gotta look at the vast deference and figure out where to go from
the
there.
The fallopian tubes?
Yes.
All tied up over here.
We're gonna sleep at the end then?
Wait, where were we?
Did you put out a fucking hit on your local government officials?
You don't know where my government is.